From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another win for Donald Trump. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been projected to be the winner of a primary election Tuesday in West Virginia. Key Senate Republicans are warming up a bit to Trump's prospects for victory in November. Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader.
We're looking forward to a meeting at his request later this week. I think most of my members believe that he's won the nomination the old-fashioned way. He got more votes than anybody else. And we respect the voices of the Republican primary voters across the country.
On the Democratic side, Senator Bernie Sanders hopes to beat frontrunner Hillary Clinton in West Virginia. Voters in Nebraska are also going to the polls. President Barack Obama says he will visit Hiroshima, Japan late this month, becoming the first U.S. president to go to the city, where in 1945 an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb used in war. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting Hiroshima and Nagasaki, apparently to avoid the impression that they are making an apology. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the visit takes nothing away from the soldiers who fought in World War II.
But look, there's also no diminishing the important contribution of the greatest generation of Americans who didn't just save the United States, but rather save the world from tyranny.
Josh Earnest. The head of Bangladesh's leading Islamist party was executed Wednesday on charges of genocide and war crimes linked to the nation's war for independence in 1971. The nation's law minister says Mohtiyar Rahman Nizami, the 73-year-old leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party, was hanged at Dhaka Central Jail. This is VOA News.